Forest Discipleship office at 772-207-6925. Again.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
So they, you know, I saw this example, I heard this example actually, where water, when it's heated up, well, there's frozen water, which is just at a standstill. But then you got water that you can heat up. And when you heat it up to where it becomes steam, steam can fuel strong engines. Steam. To move things. The water, before it becomes steam, is just water. And that water will go with the flow of anything. See, that's how we are. There's the frozen. All right, the frozen chosen. Then you got those who are just very fluid. Take on any form. You know, just have to know how to handle anything that comes and just, you know. But see, that's not your next level. It's when you allow something to heat up. You stop being satisfied. Amen. Stop being satisfied with the average and the ordinary. You're not ordinary anyway. Stop trying to be just ordinary. That doesn't fit you. That doesn't look good on you. You're different. You're set apart by God. I'm talking to the chosen. The people of God, you are different. For the domain you are in, you are different. Stop trying to just blend in and fit in. No, that's that water. And yeah, we can do it. Everybody love and speak well of us. But when you become the steam, now you become a change agent. Now you become a forerunner. You break out from the pack. Amen. And what you have to understand is that all of heaven, when you get there, see, all of heaven is waiting on you to decide some stuff. Your destiny is attached to your decisions. Amen. Well, I don't want to be too much or act like, no, forget all that. God determined who you were before time came. People don't determine who you are. Amen. Stop allowing people to put you in a box. Amen. And define you. And limit you. Stop that. You know what hell attacks most is your ability to choose. Your ability to choose. One of the most powerful weapons we have is that of choice. And we have promises from God. When you're sick, instead of just being that water that flows and fills every little neck, just goes wherever the wind blows and all of that, stop. Your destiny is attached to your decisions, and make a decision that by his stripes I'm healed. I dare you. And I don't dare you to do it just once. Do it routinely. You know, a drop of water consistently, if it's just a drop at a time consistently, can crack a mountain. It can destroy a mountain. Over time, persistent, just a drop. So you don't have to try to do this thing overnight. Just become persistent. Let it be who you are. It's not an event. It's a process. We are becoming more and more. So this is why hell attacks your ability to choose. Doesn't want you to choose. wants you to stay guessing. He loves me. He loves me not. Something happened, you think God is mad at you now. Something good happened, you think God is smiling at you now. It don't matter what's happening. God hasn't changed. Amen. He was for you from day one. He's always for you. Forever. In every situation, when it's the worst of times, God is still for you. And he's working whatever's working for you. You have to understand that and know that and be able to have a large enough capacity in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit to receive that to where you can begin to rejoice. Amen. Count it all joy. Mm-hmm. Tell somebody right now, your decision is your power. Your decision is your power. You can't always control what happens to you. You can't control it. Stuff happens. But what you can control is how you respond. You can decide with how you respond, you can decide how you're going to grow with how you respond. You can decide what you're going to eat. Are you going to eat that report? Appetites? Are you going to eat that lie? That fear? You can decide what you believe. You can decide what you speak. You can decide what you build. Listen, you know, an architect, God is the master architect of your life. Think about this a moment. You ain't going to have no architect that builds as he goes. Well, we'll lay the foundation at first, then we'll decide what the rooms are. No, the architect draws it up exactly how he wants it. Or the owner, the buyer, whatever, how that is going. He draws it up exactly ever before heavy machinery gets out there. It's all drawn up. Well, God is our architect. He's divinely drawn up your life already. It's our part. It's our responsibility to make decisions. See, if you not to decide is to decide. When you don't decide, you already decided. But what you did is you didn't give God anything to work with. Even if you are struggling with wondering whether it's the will of God or not, and I'm not saying that we make hasty, foolish decisions. You need to make a decision. Because I know this for a fact. God can take even mistakes. I'm talking to people whose heart is right. I'm talking to people who love God, who don't or not after foolishness, not living in sin, not pursuing the world, not after the world's good and in and out and all that stuff. I'm not talking to them people. I'm talking to the saints. To the ones whose heart, yeah, because you know you're not perfect. You're not going. A man's heart devises his way, but God directs his path. God directs his path. You devise your way. You may think you're going this way, and you start out that way, but God has you going this way. It wasn't that you were wrong or evil or bad. No, you devise your way. You got to devise something. You got to decide something, and trust God. Lord, I'm putting something out here. It may not be all there. I believe in my heart, and this is what my faith is. And God will take it, and he'll make sense of it to you. He'll show you from there where to. But he's got, you got to give him. Tell somebody, give him something to work with. They call it earnest money. Down payments, right? You purchasing this, you need this much money. How do they know you're real? You bring the money. You ain't real. You wasn't God to do all that. Yeah, you want that, but you ain't brought no money. Now, I'm not talking about money. You understand what I mean? You ain't brought no goods. You're not, that ain't done anything. No decision. To choose to act in faith When it doesn't feel good, that's what we need to learn to do. We must learn to walk in our purpose, even when it's not convenient. See, we need to get rid of that metric. I think there's a lulling, a lulling to sleep, because many, they equate that passivity to being God's peace. But you could have peace in the midst of a war. See, that passivity, that lack of, you know, wanting to get involved or doing or exerting any effort is not necessarily the peace of God. As a matter of fact, many times our efforts become his instruments. And the problem has been lack of effort. Not sold out. Tentative. Wondering if this is God. Lord, is this you show me? He already showed you. 1 hour ago, he showed you. Lord, if this is really you, show me. And you're walking like that. Rather than being bold. The Bible tells me that the righteous are bold. Like a lion. See, that's the dimension the forerunners, the remnant, the last days church has to enter into, awaken to a holy boldness. It doesn't mean that you've arrived somewhere or that you have gotten perfect. You'll not be. No, you'll still make a mistake, but continue to be bold. See, the devil wants to destroy your power of choice. So you got bold and you missed the mark. So now you ain't never going to do that again. You ain't got to worry about me no more. Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. He failed 1,000 experiments. 1,000. Count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. We've been counting a long time, right? Before bingo. Yeah, you ain't giving half a try. You went to the gym and looked at the equipment. Child, I got an appointment. I really got enough time today. I'll be back tomorrow. How much have you given God to work with? How much of your thought, how much of your effort, how much of your physical effort? Sometimes you got to let go of the pillow. Stop hitting the snooze. That's the fifth time. The fifth time you threw it on the floor. Get my sleep. Huh? Something we need to realize. The moment we make kingdom decisions, all of heaven begins to move. You may not see it, you may not hear it, but it happens. It's spirit law.
Thank you so much for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Society has changed so much over the last 20 years. I remember when the exciting